KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and thanks so much for joining us today. If you've listened to the show before, you know that each week we feature the people who make possible the 1 million plus hours of service that Fresno State students provide to our community each year. We also talk about that unique learning experience that comes from service, which is particularly relevant to today's show since it features how one department, and actually an entire college at Fresno State, is integrating service learning into their required coursework. With me in the studio are two faculty members from the Marketing and Logistics Department, which is part of the Craig School of Business at Fresno State. First is Ms. Barbara Morgan. Barbara is a lecturer and the coordinator of the department's service learning course, Marketing 100S. She's also served in several capacities with local nonprofit agencies, including several years serving on the Marjorie Mason Board of Directors. So Barbara, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
With Barbara is Dr. Samir Serafin. He is one of a stellar group of new faculty members that have just come to Fresno State this year. And Samir, great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Samir brought along two of his Marketing 100S students, Allison McCone and Megan Barsotti. Megan, Allison, thanks. Glad you're here today.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me on today.
So Barbara, how about we start with the basics? Maybe you'll tell us a little about the marketing department and in particular this Marketing 100S course.
You bet. The Marketing 100S course is a required course for all of the students in the Craig School of Business. It's four units, and the additional fourth unit is really because of our service learning component. The service learning course is a course that allows students to work very closely with any one of a number of nonprofits that we have in Fresno County. And it exposes them to the challenges of running a nonprofit, and it exposes them to the nonprofit's clients, and really they get acquainted with how nonprofits are solving some of the critical social problems in Fresno County.
And applying all those marketing techniques that they're learning in the class to that marketing issue that they're dealing with. But that four-unit thing, I think, is important. There are not a lot of classes at the university that are four units. Not completely uncommon in your area because things like accounting in the School of Business is a four-unit class, and there are a few others. And certainly some of the science classes around campus are. But most classes are three units. So it takes a little extra time for the students. There is an extra demand on them in terms of the commitment that they need to make to a class like this, right?
Yes, that's correct. They do a marketing plan for a nonprofit agency, and they also provide the agency with up to 15 hours of their own volunteer time outside of class. Typically, it's geared towards a marketing activity for the nonprofit or a business-related activity. Yeah. And so students have done a variety of really interesting projects, and they get to apply what they're learning in class with the nonprofit.
Yeah, and they sure have done a lot of really great projects. You know, this is one of the longest running service learning classes at Fresno State, if I'm not mistaken. It's been going on for about 15 years, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I think it was started by Dr. Skip Sherwood maybe 20 years ago. It's a long running program.
And a lot of students, a lot of sections. Do you have any of those statistics so we get an idea about the scope of the course?
Roughly, we have 8 to 10 sections of Marketing 100S going every semester. As I said, it's a requirement for business majors to take 100S. And so we have probably 30 to 40 students in each class. So, mm-hmm. You know, you do the math.
Yeah, I think it was something like 1,000 students this year alone and over 20,000 hours of service, right?
Yes, that's correct. It's a very, very high number. And if you include the summer school sections, it pushes 800 to 1,000 students a year.
Yeah. And the students come from all over the Craig School. These are not just marketing students, right? This is a core course for every student in the Craig School of Business.
Yes, that's correct. Accounting majors, IT majors, finance majors, everybody has to take Marketing 100S. It's a core part of the curriculum. And so they all come through 100S at one point or another.
And Allison and Megan are great examples of that. You'll hear from them in a minute, but they're both accounting majors. So you got accounting majors taking a service learning course in marketing. Samir, as I mentioned in the opening, you're a new faculty member here at Fresno State, just finishing your first year. I'm wondering, from talking with you before, you really came here in part because of the service learning requirements, and you were really interested in the service learning class and have gotten right involved in that. Can you talk a little bit more about why you were drawn to that?
Absolutely. I think that business and society should go hand in hand. And some people in the community don't understand this fact, or not absolutely understanding this fact. They think of business in segregation from the community. And one thing that drew me to Fresno State is the impact that the Craig School of Business is having on nonprofits in the community, even governmental organizations, which is a big deal to see our students and our faculty pay back to the community, give knowledge and expertise to the community to ensure more sustainability among the nonprofits that we have here in Fresno County.
Yeah. Having taught this class now for two semesters, I'm wondering what it's like for you to be involved in that directly. It's got to be a different experience than teaching a regular course.
It is, although in other different courses, we still try to have our students do projects with businesses, but not necessarily community-based organizations. And once you walk in the class and you tell your students that you're working with nonprofits, some get shocked, some thinks we're not going to learn enough business practices. And the thing that we're trying to enforce, the fact is absolutely the opposite of this. You take the business knowledge and try to help nonprofits to run more efficiently and effectively from a marketing standpoint. So it's a completely different experience.
You know, I wonder, the students are a little hesitant at first, I take it. Do you get a lot of pushback from the students on something like this?
It's not a pushback per se, but perhaps a lot of concerns. How are we going to do this? How are we going to communicate with the nonprofits? Would the nonprofits be available to us and tolerant to our ideas and the changes that we may suggest for them to make? So there's a lot of concerns that goes on in the beginning of the process, but a few weeks down into the semester, all these goes away. And then the fact that they're helping the community to be a better community is what stays.
So for you, and we'll get Barbara to weigh in on this as well, you couldn't do this work without community agencies that your students are working with. So I'm wondering, so who are some of those community partners?
Absolutely. Many community partners are willing to join forces with our students on that initiative. So the Chaffee Zoo is one of our community partners.
Yeah.
The Discovery Center is another one. Some blood drives that goes around the county are our partners
as well.
Central
California Blood Center,
Exactly, yes. I actually have students this semester who are working with them trying to change the awareness about blood donations in our Fresno County.
Okay.
And many similar organizations we deal with.
Barbara, how about you? Who are some of the agencies that your students have worked with?
So some of my students have found some interesting agencies to work with, and one of the fun things they get to do sometimes is work with a startup nonprofit. So it's also an entrepreneurial situation, and they learn a lot from doing that, and they give a lot when they do that. I've had some students work with Made for Them, which is a human trafficking organization that's relatively new to Fresno but grown very quickly. They've really, really learned a lot working with that organization. And then Every Neighborhood Partnership is another organization that's grown over the years. And students, especially from our student athlete population, they gravitate to that nonprofit and really enjoy working with that one.
Yeah, we featured Every Neighborhood Partnership on the show before, and Artie Padilla is a great community host for our students, and certainly organizations like Made for Them. I love that idea that these students are getting not only the marketing experience, but that entrepreneurial experience. And Samira, like you said, they're applying best practices in business to allowing these community benefit agencies to function more effectively. There's got to be a lot of subtle and layered learning that students get in these experiences.
Yes, there really is. They're really learning to apply a lot of the things that they're learning, not just in a marketing class, but across the board in business. And they do a variety of different independent work for the organizations. You know, some of them will do clean up a donor database in Excel, for example, and some of them will redesign a website, for example. So they get a lot of applied experience. And I think one of the best things about the service learning program is they come away with a real appreciation for the difficulties of some of our population in Fresno County and really grow personally as a result.
In addition to this, I really agree with what Barbara was saying. But on top of this, our students get to work with very limited resources with these nonprofits, which is a completely different experience, and it resonates well with entrepreneurs when they're starting with limited resources. So I think it's harder to do a marketing plan for a nonprofit, given that they don't have so much to spend on advertising. They don't have so much resources to dedicate to recruit a celebrity to be a spokesperson.
Right.
So
right.
Delivering the same effective marketing results with limited resources is a completely new experience to our business students. And as we said, it helps also the CBOs, the community-based organizations, to see that they can do a lot more with their limited resources. So it's a kind of a win-win situation here.
And so many of the agencies in Fresno, I know, they really are on shoestring budgets. And so the resources that you and your students provide, it would not be possible to have those agencies pay for those services, even if it was greatly discounted. It's got to come from either pro bono kinds of efforts or, in this case, service learning. So, Allison, let's get you in here. Before I start asking about your experience in Marketing 100S, maybe you can just give us a little quick self-introduction.
So I'm from right here in Clovis, born and raised. I attended Clovis North High School. I am currently a senior here at Fresno State, and I am a business administration major with the option of accounting.
Great. And, you know, we were talking before the show, Clovis North is near and dear to my heart because my kids both graduated from there and I've got one there now. And Julie, the station manager here, her son is there. So we love the Broncos.
Yeah, go Broncos.
So when did you take Marketing 100S and what agency did you work with?
I took Marketing 100S fall of 2017 with Dr. Seraphim, and I worked with Reading Heart, which is a local nonprofit. It's relatively new. It's about 3 years old. And it's really cool because it's actually run by kids. Danae Ferguson started it when she was 8 years old. And they're dedicated to giving books to children in hospitals and children in areas that have limited access to reading and books.
You know, I didn't remember the name, but as soon as you said that, I remember seeing the stories in the local newspaper about them. Reading for Heart. Is that what you said?
Reading Heart.
Reading Heart. And so what was the project that you did with them?
What we did, they gave us some goals of where they wanted to be marketing-wise, and we put together a marketing plan for them, how they could accomplish that and steps of how to get there. And it was really cool for us because we got to apply what we learned in class and see how it actually would work in an actual marketing presentation. And Dr. Seraphim was really great about being available for us at all times to help give us additional information that we needed to make sure it was the best presentation we could possibly have for this organization. And since they do have limited resources, they were really grateful for the work we did for them. So it was really rewarding.
I think that's one of the unique things about a service learning class. And there are certainly other kinds of teaching methodologies that work like this. But here, you're working in a group, correct?
Yes.
You're working with your fellow students. You're working with this community benefit organization. And you're working with a faculty member to all make sure that the services that are delivered are the most meaningful and productive for that agency as possible. And I would only imagine the learning that you take from that, not just because you have to apply what you're learning in the classroom, but then you're able to come back and work with, you know, a professor who has some background and experience and knowledge that you might not have covered in class, right? And so you're getting a little extra learning at the same time.
Yes, exactly. He met with us a few times throughout the semester and we had checkpoint presentations and he would go into detail of what we have and how we can make it better. And there was a few times it was stuff that wasn't covered in class and went further into detail. So it really helped us deliver the best we could and also gain more knowledge from what we were learning.
So you're an accounting major, not normally taking a lot of marketing courses.
No.
Do you think you understand marketing and the basic theories of marketing better because of this service learning experience?
Definitely. For me, I'm a really hands-on learner. So actually being able to apply what was being taught in class really reinforced what was being taught and helped me remember better than I would if it was just a lecture.
What about other benefits? I mean, outside of just the course learning.
Public speaking, for sure.
Yeah.
We did give multiple checkpoint presentations throughout the semester. By the end, I was really comfortable and didn't feel nervous at all. And it was also a lot of practice being able to communicate with an outside person, so our CBO. And I was the leader for my group, so I was the main communicator. And it really helped me learn how to communicate effectively with other people.
A lot of important communication skills. Yeah, one of the number one transferable skills I know when you're going out into the world after college is your ability to communicate effectively. So that's great. Any downside to your experience?
I would say working in groups is a downside.
A challenge?
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge. But most classes you have to work in a group and it's always a challenge and it's how you learn from it and become better in working with a group.
So I would imagine that even through that downside, through that challenge, there's learning, right? How do I deal with somebody who's maybe not holding up their end in a group? Because you're not going to work all alone. You know, once you graduate college, it's not all going to be just you always. You're going to have to rely on others. And what happens? And how do you deal with that?
Definitely. It's a lot of information you can take and apply outside of college because you have to learn how to work with people who you have some complications with.
Yeah. Megan, your turn. Maybe you'll start off with a little self-introduction too, huh?
So I'm Megan. I graduated from Clovis West High School in 2015, so I'm a junior. I'm an accounting major, but I loved the marketing class so much, I'm actually going to get a certificate in marketing as well.
Great. And, you know, kind of the same questions that I asked Allison. Maybe you can tell us a little about when you did your service and where you did your service.
So I did the Marketing 100S class with Dr. Serafim last semester, so fall of 2017. And then I actually was fortunate enough to know someone that is the chief marketing officer for the Fresno Chaffee Zoo. So I got to work with all the animals and just kind of do the fun. It was more of a fun CBO, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly a lot of fun to go hang out at the zoo all the time, huh? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. We got to feed the giraffes. We got to go behind the scenes and look at all the reptiles and like see what they eat and all that stuff. It was amazing.
So what was the project that you did with Chaffee Zoo?
We did obviously like the marketing plan. And so that's kind of like the big daunting task of the class. And our goal was to just kind of increase attendance because the zoo has changed in the past 5-10 years.
No,
and
sure
a
has,
lot
yeah.
of people don't realize how great and how much of like a quality zoo we have. And it's right in our backyard. A lot of people go to the San Diego Zoo, but really the Fresno Chaffee Zoo is a great zoo and it's changed so much. And the whole like African safari, African adventure is just phenomenal.
Right.
So our goal was to increase attendance. And so we got to work with them. And one of the cool things that we did was we kind of got to do like hands-on. They were shooting a commercial. So we actually got to see that whole process and watch how that went on.
So for you personally, also an accounting major, how did service learning help you understand marketing better?
I personally, just like Allison, I learn best when I'm actually applying it. So it's one thing when you go to class, you're lectured on it, but it's a whole different ballgame when you're actually given this task and you have to apply the knowledge that you've learned in class and figure out what to do with your task at hand. Mm-hmm. So for me, I just felt like actually applying what we learned in class gave me more of an education.
So you talked about this marketing plan that you do. I mean, mm-hmm. Barbara, I want to bring you in here for a second because the students aren't doing manual labor, although there is a piece of that, right? You, like you say, you got to see behind the scenes. You probably did some stuff with the animals, maybe did some feeding or whatever else, cleaning mm-hmm. out. I don't know what you did, but there's this marketing plan. Can you talk about that particular assignment, Barbara?
Sure. The students typically write a marketing plan for their organization, and it tends to be fairly narrow, so it's focused on maybe one or two objectives the organization needs to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's building attendance, increasing funding for organizations like the Goodwill or any of the organizations that rely on donations that resell them like thrift stores. It can be a project to build donations. So they take a couple of objectives and then they apply marketing strategies. So how are we going to increase attendance? What's the promotional mix we're going to use? How are we going to communicate with people? And they build in some metrics and some checkpoints for how the organization can launch the plan and be successful achieving it.
Okay.
And I think the most fun part for them is we ask them to develop a new service or a new product for the organization. And when I talk to my students, they always say that's their favorite part of writing the marketing plan. So sometimes they come up with some amazing ideas that organizations actually implement.
You get really creative. Megan, did you guys have something creative in your plan?
For us, the zoo was actually going to open up like a water play area for little kids. So for us, we were like, let's open up a store for them or like a little kiosk. So when we came up with that, we were so excited. And I think the zoo might actually do that because when you go take your kids, you might not think like, oh, we need a swimsuit, but you may end up needing one if you go to the water play area.
Yeah.
So, or like sunscreen, that sort of stuff. So we were excited about that.
Samir?
I think this is very important, creating a new product or a service offering, because what we try to emphasize for community-based organizations is sustainability. We want them to kind of generate revenues and not only rely on donations. And when our students come up with these creative ideas, it's a great resource for the CBOs to start generating some revenues. In that case, they can expand what they offer to the community. They can rely less on donations, or they can use the donated money to do things that are even better.
Yeah.
So emphasizing this idea that community-based organizations can generate revenues and not only rely on philanthropy is what we try to teach our students and let them take this into practice with the CBOs.
The sustainability piece for these organizations is huge. You know, like we talked about before, limited resources. And if they get some extra funding coming in through some of these ideas, that's fantastic.
So it's fun, cool, and impactful as well.
Cool, especially at a water play feature, right, Megan? So Megan, last question for you. You know, other benefits besides just the learning, the academic learning piece?
I was also a team leader, just like Allison. So for me, I took away a lot of communication skills, like the soft skills that are necessary to move on in any sort of business. For me, it was the soft skills that I felt like I actually kind of grew with, because I had to communicate between the zoo and my group and coordinate everyone's schedules and try and figure all of that out. But also, even like Allison said, presenting in front of a class, like, it can be a very daunting task going in front of all your peers. And so eventually by the end of the semester, just like Allison, I felt really comfortable, like I could just go talk. And it was nice because at the end of the semester, the CBOs, some of them actually showed up. So we were able to present to our CBO as well as the rest of the class.
That's great. And you learned how to feed giraffes, right? Which you never know when that's going to come
in handy. Feeding giraffes, of course. You can't go wrong.
Allison?
So another benefit I took away was it really pointed out things I take advantage of, like reading. In some areas in the Central Valley, kids don't have access to books. And I've always been an avid reader, so really put in perspective like how much good work they're doing and how important it was. And I actually am continuing to work with Reading Heart. And so for me, like the class really helped me see this and make me feel like I'm an important part of the community.
Yeah, well, and learning other facets of our community, what are the needs? You know, what is the significant need for reading enrichment in the Valley? And what are some of the statistics around that? But also then, how can you contribute and make a difference? That's important learning. We need to know about our community in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to add on a comment, the students in our Craig School often go on to have positions of significant responsibility in corporations and companies. They're vice presidents of human resources. They're CFOs, they're COOs. And one of the things that our nonprofit community here in Fresno County is always looking for is people to be on boards of directors that have expertise in a specific area. And so many, many of our students, this is their first introduction into volunteering with an organization. And as they grow, they'll provide an even greater level of skill and experience to our nonprofit. So I think it's a really important place for a lot of our students to start. And it's always amazing to me in my work in the community to see how many Fresno State graduates there are on boards of directors around the community.
So. Yeah. Well, and I think also giving back, not only professionally in terms of their time as a board member or some other fashion, but in terms of helping guide that organization, that business, to being more socially conscious and maybe more charitable in giving of their time and their resources as well.
Yes, that's true. A lot of students, as they take jobs in businesses, they bring that with them and foster that in the corporation. But the interesting part is there's many, many, many corporations that actually expect this of their employees. And so students from Fresno State, to be able to get exposed to what a nonprofit is like, how it's run, and then later lend their talents as a director on a board, it's a great way to set them up for success.
Yeah. I think before we run out of time, Barbara, I also wanted to ask you one more question. You know, you talked about being a refugee from the corporate sector and business and came here to teach. You've taught classes with service learning. You've taught classes without it. You've worked in an environment where education was not the central focus and where service was not the central focus, and now you have. What do you think that students take away that's really unique from a service learning class that they wouldn't take away from a traditional lecture-oriented course?
I think they take away some really powerful things. My students at the end of the semester always are excited about their experience for the most part. Many, many of them are amazed at what they've seen in the community in terms of social needs, community diversity, and many, many of them get so involved with their nonprofit that they continue to volunteer or be engaged with that nonprofit.
Fantastic.
I think it's very important to graduate capable business leaders with a heart for the community.
Yeah.
So it's not all about the profit. It's not all about the bottom line. We need business leaders in this country and in the world at large who has a heart for the society, has a heart for the community to ensure that everything that they do in business has a positive impact on everyone around them. We also work with some very hard nonprofits, people who deal with AIDS or HIV, people who deal with Down syndrome. So that really changes the hearts of our students and make it more tender, if you will, to the needs of the community. And then, as Barbara was saying, when they are on top of some even profit organizations, they still have this change in heart and mindset in everyday practices that they are going to be leading.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously one of the most important things for a university to keep in mind is we're not just graduating future professionals, future business leaders, future nurses, future, you know, social workers. We're graduating future members of our community, and we want to instill and foster a civic and service ethic into our students. And I think you won't find many institutions where faculty members in business disciplines look to align their coursework and their assignments in a way that directly addresses needs in the community. And it gives students a great hands-on experience. So that's just one reason why the Craig School of Business and the marketing department here are so highly ranked in so many national lists of excellent business colleges and programs. Barbara, Samir, Allison, Megan, thanks so much for joining us on today's show, and thanks for the great service y'all provide to the community. To all of our listeners, thank you for joining us. Please go to our Facebook page at FS Service in Action. That's at FS Service in Action. Give us your feedback. Talk to us a little about your experiences in service. And of course, join us next Sunday at 11 a.m. for another great show. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks, and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.